snow tires are definitely the biggest thing.
That's Paul Cooney. He runs a driving school in Trenton and says getting your vehicle prepared for winter is the first step to safer driving.
Windshield wipers and washer fluid so that you have your visibility so that you can see. And another key thing is to make sure that others can see you. A lot of these drivers drive in snow with just their daytime running lights on. You need your full headlight system functioning.
There was almost 8,000 more accidents last winter than there was the year before. Cleaning up those accidents cost a lot of money. OPP are teaming up with the MTO, and they want your ideas. How can we make our roads safer this winter? Daryl Gillen drove a transport truck for several years. To him, the solution is simple.
Bottom line, I can say, is stay back. Keep lots of room. It's the biggest thing I see out there. It's just crazy how close the vehicles are traveling.
Cooney, on the other hand, says it's a little more complicated.
Last winter was kind of extraordinary as far as the weather was concerned. And I think probably we have right now sort of a generation of drivers that haven't really experienced that type of weather, those types of weather conditions before. I think that's part of the problem. No matter how much we talk about it in class with students and talk about it in car as well, not every student gets that experience in the winter months.
Morgan Davey, QNET News, Belleville.